From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Welsh Labour have promised a new NHS deal if they're to win the next Senate election. Speaking at Welsh Labour manifesto launch, party leader Eleanor Morgan acknowledged the country's frustrations with current NHS services and promised an improvement in waiting times for all patients. Work has begun on developing new housing in Llanaderyn. The housing development is first of Cardiff and Vale's £4.5 million housing partnership. It replaces the site of the former New Penn pub and will introduce 11 affordable homes as part of Cardiff and Vale's scheme. A man from Dinas Powys has been accused of inciting racial and religious hatred on social media. 30-year-old Jordan Fackrell appeared at Cardiff Crown Court, having been charged with three public order offences over content he had allegedly posted on Telegram in 2024. The case was adjourned and Fackrell has been granted unconditional bail. A special event has taken place to celebrate the centenary of the Italian Gardens on Penarth Seafront. Organised by Penarth Civic Group, with support from local councils and Ysgol y Dderi, the event on Saturday saw a rose planted to celebrate the occasion. Jeremy Howell Williams' great-grandfather was part of the opening 100 years ago.
My great-grandfather was mayor of Penarth, and he opened these gardens in 1926. And I have many beautiful pictures of my great-grandparents opening the gardens with a rather beautiful silver pair of scissors. It's very special to be here 100 years on today.
In sport, Wrexham claimed the Adran Premier title after a 4-1 win over Cardiff City. Despite an early opener for the Bluebirds, the hosts would turn it around emphatically to claim the league title for the first time in their history. The Dragons have also sealed their place in next season's Champions League qualifiers.
My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on, well, I will ride on down the road. I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long, well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there.
On those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
My time, well, it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom, boom, heart, it's a beat, and it's a thumping, and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between, it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel.
Roll on, roll on, paradise, roll on, roll on, beat me.
much love heading your way.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to have a look at how your Vale teams have been getting on with football action. We're going to be taking a dip into the Elite Hockey League with the Cardiff Devils ice hockey team. We're going to be having a look how your domestic rugby teams have been getting on in the Vale. And I was talking to Russ and Jenny from Cardiff Central Bowling Club, and they were telling me all about their open evening, that open day that's coming up this Saturday. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Thank you.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. What's been going on with your Vale football teams? So, on Sunday, Barrytown United were away to Coniskey Nomads and they drew that match 1-1. Yian Owen broke the deadlock in the first half, but Max Woodcock with the equaliser. Barry are now currently fourth in the Cymru Premier, 1 point off third place. And on Friday, they are away to Penabont. But in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United, they also drew 0-0 with Britton Ferry. So Barry are now 1 point still behind Britton Ferry. And next, they've got an away game on Sunday to Aberystwyth. But in the Cymru South, there was a clash of two South Wales teams. So Llantwit Major locked horns with Coed Ely. And Luke Gullick with the first half goal for Coed Ely. Cameron Gauchy brought Llantwit Major level, but a Chris Evans own goal followed by a Thomas McLean score and a late Luke Gullick goal gave Coed Ely the win in the end, and they did run out 4-1 winners. So that result has left Coed Ely sitting in fourth place in the Cymru South and their next away to Ayrshire, and Llantwit Majors are sitting in eighth and their next play away to Aberystwyth. And in their league, Dinas Powys beat Tonnar Revel 7-0. So Gareth Emmanuel and Oliver Bradley with the only goals of the first half. Soon after the break, Joseph Rees made it 3 and Adeluki made it 4. Two more Rees goals sealed his hat-trick and Luke Boyle had the final say. So Dinas Powys now lead their league by 4 points. But next up for them, they've got an away game against Penygroeg. And Ely Rangers, they lost 2-0 to Pontyclun, Sam Brown and Joel Waddington with the goals for Pontyclun there. And that result leaves Ely Rangers sitting in 11th place. And they don't have a game now until the 18th of April, where they're away to Porthcawl. And Cardiff Airport, they have an away game next with Penrhyn after no game this week. So that's your Vale teams, what's been going on there. But in the international scene, on Thursday, Wales were taking on Bosnia-Herzegovina for the European playoff semi-final. They were at home, so they were in the Cardiff City Stadium there in front of 32,000 fans. And it looked like it was going well. So Daniel James got the first goal in the 51st minute after both sides went in 0-0 at halftime. And then Edin Dzeko scored with 4 minutes of the game to go there, and still in his twilight years, still able to find the back of the net. So that forced the game then into extra time, and nobody could break the deadlock in extra time, so the game went on to penalties, and Bosnia won penalty shootout then 4-2. So that unfortunately means there's no trip to the World Cup for Wales there. Bosnia have got a home game against Italy after they beat Northern Ireland. So Bosnia or Italy will go to the World Cup from this side of the European playoffs. So it's a little disappointing there for the Welsh team, particularly as they did take the lead there. But what I would say, onwards and upwards, and sometimes you can find the best in defeats like that, and maybe gives a little bit more now to not put themselves in that position again. But it was a bit disappointing, I think, with the world ranking differences. I think everyone assumed that Wales were going to win, especially on home form, and I think it would have been difficult against Italy, but we'll never know now. So that is the that's your football sort of caught up with around the Vale. So Next on Bro Radio, we're going to bring you what's been going on with the rugby form around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Cwmpawd teulu dy fro yw eich drws ffrynt un stop newydd ar gyfer gwybodaeth, cymorth ac amddiffyniad i blant, pobl ifanc, rhieni a gofalwyr ym Mro Morgannwg. Mae Cwmpawd Teulu'r Fro yn cynnwys gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro, llinell gyngor teuluoedd yn gyntaf, tîm o amgylch y teulu, gwasanaeth rhianta y Fro a'r tîm derbyn. Darganfyddwch fwy yn cwmpawdteuluyfro.co.uk neu dilynwch ni ar Facebook, chwiliwch Cwmpawd Teulu y Fro.
No matter the weather, find a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather.
With Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Wow. now united in defeat. All we always need to hear both sides of the story. Well, the lights are all on, the world is watching now. People looking for truth, we must not fail them now. Be sure, before we close our eyes, to walk away from here, till you see both sides. No, 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 no. White man turns the corner, finds himself different world. Ghetto kid grabs his shoulder, throws him up against the wall. He says, would you respect me if I didn't have this gun? 'Cause without it, I don't get it, and that's why I carry one. We always need to hear both sides of the story. Side of the story. Oh, both sides of the story. Yes, both sides of the story. Oh, both sides of the story. Both sides.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look now at what's been going on in the rugby around the Vale. And Barry had a desperately needed win in their final game. But with fellow relegation threatened Cumbrian Welfare also winning, the issue of who goes down with Rhyvelin is still far from settled. So Barry were away to Rhyvelin and they won the game 22 points to 17. And they've ended the season on 36 points. Cumbrian Welfare are on 27, but they have four games to play with three of them from home. So the tension will last deep into April. The Bombers got the result they wanted at the windswept wreck. Today was about league points. It was four very, very needed points, said head coach Mike Morgan. But we know we're not out of the woods and Cambrian can still stay up. Tactically, we got it right. The kicking game was massively important for us today. We came into the game knowing there would be not too much rugby. The idea was to keep them pinned back in their half. We either score or pick up some penalties. And for long spells in the game, particularly with a strong wind in the second half, Barry did just that. We stuck on to the game plan. Credit to everyone involved. And everything was spot on. Tactics, how we wanted to play, where we wanted to play. We'd done an analysis on Rhyvelin's play and their players. and focused for 95% of the time. Morgan felt Barry lost focus twice trying to play champagne rugby out of our half, and twice we were scored against. But some choice words under the posts early in the second half switched the focus back on. Ravelli took an early lead, but Barry levelled after 18 minutes, quickly recycling the hosts' restart from a penalty miss. Cam Williams making a strong progress before the ball was worked out to Will Lewis, who scored in the corner. Josh Edwards raced down the sideline for what appeared to be a perfectly good try, ruled out on 35 minutes. The referee initially awarded it, but changed the decision to a line-out on the advice of the touch judge, who had been some distance behind the move. Barry kept up the pressure on Revell in line, Owen Rees putting the Bombers ahead in the last minute, Morgan Prosser converting for a 12-5 interval lead. Revellin struck again 2 minutes into the second half of to tie the scores, Prosser restoring Barry's lead with a penalty 5 minutes later. A turnover from Revellin in again and after 50 minutes, but Josh Twarthy rounded off a scrum drive and pressure, Prosser converting for the winning score after 62 minutes. And it was a tense finish, but Barry held on strong for victory. Their performance in a tough physical battle was merited there. And what else has been going on in rugby around the Vale? So also in Division 1 East Central, there were two games for Penarth. So on Wednesday, they beat Lanishan 26 points to 14. And then on Saturday, they lost to Caerphilly 27 points to 23. So what does that do for Penarth? So that leaves Penarth third in the league. Barry, as we know, are currently sitting eighth in the league. And Barry have no games left of the season, but Penarth do have a home game against Abercynon, and that's on the 11th of April. In Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge, they were won 14-0 against Unisable, and their next game is at home against top of the table Wattstown, who have been making great strides this season. But Cowbridge are currently sitting fourth in the league, so they're in a good position there. In Division 3, Lantwick Major are currently sitting in 4th and Dinas Powys are sitting in 7th, and they didn't have any games last weekend. But on Saturday the 11th, Dinas Powys do travel away to Ferndale. And in Division 5 East Central, Openarthians, they are currently sitting 7th in the table, and they did lose 43 points to 11 away to Trefford Cloyd, and they also have a game on Saturday the 11th of April, but they're away to Glencork. So that's brought you up to date with what's been going on with the rugby from around the Vale. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you one of our local music artist tracks. And this is Lemfrick Teal. So Lemfrick is a rapper, producer and songwriter from Newport, known for blending hip-hop with soulful and introspective storytelling. And he gained wider recognition after winning the Welsh Music Prize in 2024. He's partnered with Gerald Wicks to release Teal, which showcases his reflective style, mixing rap with melodic elements and an atmospheric production. So this is Teal by Lemfrick.
Patience thinning, a warrior winning. I can't keep these plates from falling down. Yeah, guess I'm sinning. Kiss me and I'll ignore for now. Quickly, so I can't find her now. Miss me, but what's that all about? Can't
right now in a settle for it. Kiss me so I ignore for now. Quickly so I can't find it now.
You miss me, but what's that all about?
So that was Teal by Lemfrick with Gerald Wicks from our local music artist playlist. So next year we're going to have a quick look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. So they had two matches on the weekend. So they had a Saturday and Sunday match. And on the Saturday match they were taking on the Manchester Storm. And the Devils came from behind to earn a win 4-1 and earn their fourth consecutive Elite League win. So Joey Dudek fired the visitors in front in Cardiff, although Brett Pelini delivered a swift response to level for Cardiff. Joey Martin put the Welsh side ahead on the in the second period, when Brett Ferguson and Sam Dugan made the victory certain with further goals for the home side. So that moved Cardiff up the table a little bit. But then they were playing away then on Sunday against Coventry, and although the Devils had a strong fight back, it wasn't enough and they were beaten 5-4 by Coventry Blaze. Grayson Constable and Jordan Power netted either side of a Michael Pleach brace as the Blaze cruised to a 4-goal lead in the opening period. Brett Pelini and Josh McDonald responded with quick-fired efforts for Cardiff midway through the second period. And then Pelini netted his second of the contest early in the third as Cardiff continued to apply the pressure. But as the Devils pushed for an equaliser, Colton Sourceman scored the home side's fifth in the final stages to seal victory for Coventry. Brendan Etst bagging a late consolation for Cardiff. And what has that done now to the Elite Hockey League standings? Well, it's closed everything up really, really quite dramatically. So Belfast Giants are sitting top of the Elite Hockey League, having played 51 games and they are on 80 points. Then we've got Cardiff sitting second now on, again, played 51 games on 69 points. Sheffield Steelers, they've also played 51 games and they're on 69 points, with the Nottingham Panthers, again, played 51 games on 68 points. So the top four have all played the same amount of games. There is an 11-point gap between Cardiff in second and Belfast in first, but between second and fourth, there's only 1 point, and Cardiff are slightly ahead on goals scored against Sheffield there. After fourth place, Manchester Storm, again, they've played the same number of games as the teams above, and they're 7 points adrift, so they're sitting on 61 points. We're closely followed by Manchester Storm, who are around 60 points. So it looks just a little bit like, again, still the top four are going off, are going to finish in whatever order. I potentially think Belfast have probably just eked out the gap at just the right moment there in the league, but certainly Cardiff, Sheffield and Nottingham, there's nothing really to separate between them. So it's going to be exciting closing stages to the Elite Hockey League. And with that in mind, the closing stages, the Devils actually have three games coming up this week there. So the first one's on Wednesday, where they are home to the Steelers. so the team one place below them. And then on Saturday, they are home to the Coventry Blaze, so the Blaze are sitting down in seventh. And then on Sunday, they are away to the Nottingham Panthers, and the Panthers are 1 point and two places behind the Devils. So it looks like it's going to be a really exciting league, and it looks like there's certainly lots more game time to play out for. But on Monday, we will bring you the results, and we will let you know what's been going on there in the Elite Hockey League. But up next on Bro Radio, I'm going to bring you information about the Barry Central Bowling Club Open Day, where I sat down with Jenny and Russ from the Bowling Club. Here to come at Bro Radio.
Radio. The teams at Penarth Athletic Club would like to thank the community for their support following a devastating fire at the clubhouse last year. As they work to rebuild, you can follow Penarth RFC or visit penarthathleticclub.co.uk for updates, fixtures and news. You can also support the club's rebuild plans by searching for Penarth Athletic Club on Crowdfunder.
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in, pay-as-you-go, gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Cause things ain't getting over.
So this is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio. So earlier I was chatting with Russ and Jenny from the Barry Central Bowling Club, and they were telling me all about their open day that they've got on Saturday. I'm here with Russ and Jenny from Barry Central Bowling Club, and Russ is, as I've been told, the newly appointed chairman, and Jenny is the secretary and treasurer. So first of all, thank you for coming in and seeing me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Fantastic. So you've come in because you've got a really special occasion happening on Saturday, and you've got an open day down at the bowling club. So that's happening on Saturday between 11 and 4. But first of all, for people who don't know where the bowling club is, can you just give us a little idea of where it is?
It's off Gladstone Road on into Lower Buttles Road. It's opposite Gladstone School, and it's in the park itself, Gladstone Park. I know it's difficult to see sometimes, but there is a gate entrance.
Fantastic. And so this is this open day, from what I've seen from your posters, and I've seen a few things on social media, it's just a bit of an open day for to get people in to have a bit of a trial and a bit of a go at balls that maybe not necessarily would think of giving that a go.
Yeah, totally. We want to recruit some new members to come along, try out a game of bowls on the day, on Saturday. And I think they'll be surprised at what a nice club it is, and there'll be members there for them to meet. We're a friendly bunch. They can have a drink and have a roll-up on the green.
Okay. And then if someone does get the bowling bug, what kind of evenings, what kind of commitments is it for somebody if he wants to play?
Well, we have cup games on Wednesday evenings, and it's then Saturday afternoons, which is a league.
Fantastic.
It's home and away as well, obviously.
Okay, and do you travel far when you go away games? Is it like a district
valley? Being up to the valleys and whatnot, yeah. It's mostly, there are three or four local, Roos, Llantwit, Culbridge.
Okay. Have you just got the one type of membership for people who want to play, or is there some people if they just want to come down and support the club and but not the hoodies?
A full membership, but then your first year, if you came along on Saturday and wanted to join the club, it is half price.
Okay.
So your first year is half price, which is £60. So full membership is £120. And then if you want to just be a social member, it's £30. And you have all the benefits of the club or social events. And you can also have a little game of bowls if you want as well, but you won't be entered into the league games. And also most of our members do get a game. So it's not a club where we're oversubscribed, so you don't get a game. I think if you play on the Wednesday, and we've got a lot for Saturday, you'll get one game a week out of it.
Okay. And for anyone sitting there sort of wondering how you play bowls, Russ, can you give us a little idea of the basic rules?
Well, basic rules, it's aiming for the jack. You say you want to be close to it, but when you get, because there's four to a team and you have two bowls each. So, Once there's eight bowls at the end, it gets more technical. It's more like a chess. Then you've got to moving people. Like you get your third to tell your skip where to go, hit this ball out or come this way. Use your forehand or your backhand. It gets a bit more technical then.
But I guess we can not worry about that, because the open day is just going to be
fun, and
maybe getting people involved that wouldn't necessarily get involved. So Jenny, if I'm going to turn up to the open day, and I'm going to give it a go. Any specific equipment I need?
No, none at all, except that your footwear must be flat-soled. That's the only thing, because our green is precious. So if it is flat-soled shoes, trainers, as long as they're flat-soled, that's fine.
Fantastic. And is the bowling in season? I assume, from what I imagine, it's more of a summer sport. But when does the season start?
Well, probably late April into, and it's the middle, the first week of May, I would say, is the when you start getting the competitions.
We go through till what, September?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'd also imagine for people who are any members of the club there, it's also quite nice of a Saturday afternoon in the clubhouse watching balls going on, just chatting and mingling with other members and making friends as well.
It is. It's such a pretty club, isn't it? Yeah. On a summer's day when it's just, you know, sun's out. It is. It's a bit like one of those Midsummer Murders, really, you know. The setting is really nice.
We've got benches around the green. People just sit. They just pop in and sit and have a watch. Yeah, it's good.
It sounds really good. But whenever I've sort of watched balls, I find there might be quite a lot of health benefits with that, because it's not just it's walking back and forth. It's sort of bending and picking the balls up and bowling them. So, do you feel any health benefits from?
Well, it's good. Yes, be opening fresh air to start with. Yeah,
I think some of our members have got increased mobility now. There's a couple out there who, when they first started, they would only play like half a game. But now they've increased their strength, and because we do walk, we're at 21 ends. Is it 21?
Yeah.
So we're up and down. And you're stretching and bending.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a few older gentlemen there that, was it going on 90?
Oh, yeah, Stairs is 90.
90, yeah, so it's doing them the work again.
That's a good advertisement,
isn't
it? Yeah.
They're there. Every week they're there.
Every week at 90, still playing there. Yeah. I think it's definitely a sport thing. I need to go
out. Social events. So.
Nice. I think that's sort of that side of it, especially with sport and with health benefits. That's really good to hear. And Jenny, you've mentioned about the social side of it. So, for people as well. So you go out, do you do social events as well?
Yeah, well, we have music nights, don't we? Mm-hmm. About once a month, and quiz nights. What else do we do?
Well, we got a couple of charity events coming up as well.
Oh, yes.
We got the Dam Busters, which we have an all-day competition, and that's it's to do with a gentleman from Barry that was in the Dam Busters squadron. And there's a...
We've got a Turning Barry Blue. That's the Dementia Society.
Yeah, that's another one.
In fact, on Thursday, they're recording a song in our club for it. But then there's a big event, isn't there, in the 22nd of May, I think.
Okay.
So lots of things. We are involved with the community. We like that aspect. You know, we hire the hall out as well for different groups. We've got a yoga group there.
Oh, and that sounds, you know, it sounds just the place to be, especially especially when it gets a bit warmer in the summer. And I think we're all hoping for the summer there.
Yeah.
So people who want to come along to the open day, I'm just going to say again, that's 11 till 4 on Saturday the 4th. But if there's anybody who thinks about giving balls a chance, but maybe can't make it to the ball, to the open day, is there any way they can get in touch with you there?
Yes, they can either just drop by the club, but if they come and there's no one there, there's a notice board with all our contact details on it. We've got Facebook. We've actually got a website as well. Phone number. Yeah, you can't miss this. You can get in touch with us.
Fantastic. And I could think I've actually just seen on the bottom of the poster you've got there. So if anyone is interested but can't make it along on the open day, then what you can do is search on Facebook Barry Central Bowling Club, and you get all the information and all the details there. So Russ, Jenny, thank you for coming in and speaking to me. Okay. I'm going to be down. I hope that's not putting anyone off, actually. But I hope it's going to be a wonderful day for you, and the weather holds, and also that you get people there that give it a go and think, you know what, this is the sport that I that I missed out on, and maybe we can get some members into your club there for the coming season.
That'll be that great. Yeah, thank you very much.
So that was Russ and Jenny from the Barry Central Bowls Club. And that's all about time for me here on today's Monday Night Sports Show. But up next, we've got some more fantastic music with Patrick and The Evening Show.
Bro Radio.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Vale Breakfast
with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
The Easter holidays are here, and all this week on the show we are cracking over Easter eggs for you to win some great prizes from local businesses. Find out what's in our next Easter egg tomorrow morning after 8 a.m.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
Warm spaces, welcoming places. Across the Vale of Glamorgan, there is a network of warm spaces where everyone is welcome to spend some time. Warm spaces are free community places where you can stay warm, enjoy some company, and make use of the facilities available. These vary but can include a hot drink or free Wi-Fi. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Find your nearest warm space via our online map at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. Just search Warm Spaces.
On FM.
DAB.
Smart speaker.
And the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.